Welcome back to the show. Here's some breaking news that is being reported several places on social media. I'm reading from the article at KCTV5. Kansas City Chiefs linebacker Willie Gay was arrested Wednesday night in Overland Park in a misdemeanor criminal damage case, according to the Johnson County Sheriff's Office. The 23-year-old was arrested around 10:30 p.m. and booked into the Johnson County Detention Center, where he remained Thursday morning awaiting bond. No other information has been released yet from the Overland Park Police Department or the Johnson County Sheriff's Office.
Well, that's not the kind of news you wanted to see this morning.
No. We move on now, and we will talk with our NFL insider, Adam Kaplan. Adam, good morning. How are you?
Guys, I'm well. Yeah, I just heard your note there, Willie Gay, who is playing lately less than 40% of the snaps. So if he's not available, they'll be able to overcome that. But that's obviously, as you said, that's not the kind of news that you want to have this early and well before the game.
Absolutely, I agree with you. Adam, let's get into the topic that we were discussing last segment. Look, obviously these teams are healthier than the first time around when they played earlier this season in October. And I've just made the point, for the Chiefs, they didn't have Chris Jones the first time around. They had not acquired Melvin Ingram. Charvarius Ward didn't play either. Willie Gay was coming back from injury, but now I don't know what to say about Willie Gay. And then in the first game, Sorensen played 100% of the snaps in the defense, and Thornhill was still below 50%, and those rules have reversed now. And so there is plenty different about the Chiefs' defense. And, Trey White played for the Bills, and since he got hurt Thanksgiving, he's out for the season, and he won't be in this game. And so let's just start there, knowing that the Chiefs didn't have Chris Jones and Melvin Ingram and Charvarius Ward the first time. Now they do have him. How much of a difference does that make in your mind?
Well, not having, obviously, Tre'Davious White, one of the top five quarters in the league, is that's the one concern I have for the Bills. They're playing great defense, by the way. Number one scoring defense in terms of giving it up per game, under 18 points. They're playing really efficient football. Offensively, I mean, it is amazing. Both quarterbacks threw five touchdowns last week to set an NFL playoff record for 1 week, where you've got two quarterbacks who are going to face each other. You know, and Josh Allen and Mahomes is going to be great. Now, in the first matchup, you mentioned it. There were some key players missing for the Chiefs, no doubt about it. Matt Milano, by the way, who will be on Kelsey, he did not play in that first game. Harrison Phillips, who now starts at D-tackle, he did not play in that first game. So you're right, there were some pieces missing. There's been some lineup changes since then. We'll see about if Fenton could play with that back injury, because one of the things the Bills guys will do, they're going to spread you out. They are going to be what we call an... They'll do some 10 personnel, which is four receivers. They'll do a lot of 11 with three wide receivers. And you need your corners in that game. And remember, by the way, Mike Hughes was not exactly on the radar earlier in the season. Now, obviously, he is in a big way.
So one of the things that I think stands out, too, when we compare the statistics of these two quarterbacks is Josh Allen's ability to run the football. And, look, Mahomes obviously is very good at running the ball in a different way, though, than Josh Allen does. How important do you think it is for the Chiefs to be able to contain him as a running threat in this game if they want to win?
No doubt. In fact, in the first matchup this year, Allen did really well running the football. He led them in rushing. And the other thing about this, by the way, you should also mention, this is really important because you're going to see this in the game. It's going to be a factor. Devin Singletary's taken over as the starting running back. Zach Moss was their starter against the Chiefs in Week 5. And now it's an Allen and Singletary show. Singletary has 8 total touchdowns in his last 5 games. You'll see him on third down. Zach Moss doesn't play very much. It's really Josh Allen, and it's going to be hard. There's no question. It's going to be hard. He breaks your back sometimes. You don't think a guy at 6'5", 240 pounds, could move like he can, but he's really explosive. He accelerates incredibly well, and it's going to be tough. And those they'll have certain rules that Spags will have. They may spy Allen. Who knows? But they'll have certain rules versus Allen to make sure that they corral him as best as they can. It's going to be tough. And then you've got their passing game, which last week was really incredible, 25 attempts. He had a touchdown. Josh Allen had a touchdown on every 5 attempts. Think about that, guys. He only threw the ball 25 times. It was incredible.
How do you think this game is going to play out on Sunday?
Uh, the weather looks like it's, I guess it's going to be okay right now. I would expect, you know, the first game, we had 58 points in that game, and as we said, there were some players missing. You mentioned Ingram's addition as a pass rusher in particular is going to be big. I think it'll be high scoring. I really do. The Bills folks are playing fantastic football. I'm a little bit worried about the Chiefs' run defense. That, if Willie Gay doesn't play, I'm not going to lose sleep over it. Obviously, you'd like to have him for that. But I do worry, though, about the Chiefs' defense and how well they closed the season. And the Bills' defense, despite missing Tre'Davious White, it's rarely come up where you go, oh, my gosh, I don't know if they could win without him. And, by the way, how about the weather going to be in the mid-40s? Mid-40s on Sunday, that's hard to believe, and no rain or snow.
It's going to be beautiful. It could touch 50 early on in the day, but what's your prediction? Who wins the game?
I've got it. Chiefs 27, Bills 30.
Why do you do that, Adam? Damn it!
I know you guys are going to crush me over it. I hate to give you bad news. We'll see what happens. So I work one of the TV jobs I have is for a company called Sports Grid, and the host, Scott Farrell, said, you know, it's easy. I would only pick games during the regular season without the spread. So he put pressure on me. He goes, you know, it's now time for you to, you know, to pick with the spread. So I went 6-0 versus the spread last week. Absolutely verified. And my lean would be towards the Bills. I think they're playing a little bit better football right now. I can't wait for this game. Like, I have no vested interest. I know people with both teams. I expect it to be a great game. I just feel right now the Bills are playing a little bit better, and obviously they handle the Chiefs pretty well in Kansas City, but I think your point was very good. There were some players who were missing. And remember, they've had a, think about it, in almost all levels of the defense, the Chiefs have had a lineup change at corner since that game, at right tackle with Wiley playing there, at linebacker, on the defensive line. They've had a lot of changes, and I give Andy Reid credit. Everything seems to work. It's going to be a great game. It's more of a toss-up game, but I have a small lean towards the Bills in this game.
Okay, Adam, let's talk about these other games then for the weekend as well. And it starts on Saturday afternoon with the Bengals at the Titans. And we're seeing reports this morning that Derrick Henry might be starting for the Titans in this game.
Yeah.
What do you think? How does that change the way you look at the game? And what's your prediction on that one?
No, he's going to play. I mean, I've known this for 3 weeks. They were going to hold him out of the last game against the Texans and play him in this game. The question is, and I don't have this answer yet, is he going to be 15 carries, 25 carries? I don't think anyone can answer that. They'll know when they put their final game plan in on Friday. There's a big injury here for the Bengals. Larry Ogunjobi, who's their best run-stopping D-tackle, he's done. He's on injured reserve. He cannot return. So that does hurt them. I like the Titans to cover the spread. They're the better football team. They're rested. Do not sleep on their defense. Their defense is phenomenal. I think a lot of people don't understand that. They have a great front. They just play really well. Now, that'll be fun to see what happens, though, how aggressive they are, because we know everything starts with the run there. What the Bengals need to do is get on top of the Titans. To have any chance to win, you want to make the Titans a throwing team. That's their best chance.
49ers or Packers?
Oh, I like the Packers all the way here also to cover. I do. I just believe that they're better. I give them, look, the Niners made the game closer than it was in the first matchup, 30-28. What a great win for the Niners. That was, they almost choked it. What an ending. But their defensive line is playing phenomenal football. The only issue I have with the Packers is their offensive line. They've had some injuries there. But overall, my issue is the 49ers' ability to score. They're another team that cannot get down in this game.
To go back to what you mentioned about the 49ers' win over the Cowboys, boy, there's been a lot of talk about Mike McCarthy and the assistant coaches in Dallas. How do you see that entire situation shaking out?
Yeah, well, the thing about Jerry Jones is everybody talks about, you know, how impatient he is. If you really look at it, look how many years he held on to Jason Garrett when people wanted him fired. What was Garrett, the head coach, 8 years? Look, the days of Jimmy Johnson and him getting an argument with him and firing him, those days are over. You could ding Mike McCarthy all you want about time management. He's been bad at it. It's well documented. Their defense, you know, their defense had really bad problems against the run. I mean, the Niners ran all over them. Garoppolo was not great in the pass game. He had an awful pick, which he talked about was his thumb. That, you know, he's got a fracture. in his right thumb and ligament damage. And plus, now he's got a slightly sprained right shoulder. That's his throwing shoulder. So you got to watch that. Green Bay will bring the heat. I mean, Joe Barry's been more aggressive than his predecessor, Mike Pettine, as a defensive coordinator. And that's a big reason why the Packers have the number one seed and right now are my number one team coming to the playoffs.
All right. Who wins the game between the Rams and the Bucks?
Toughest game to pick for me. Well, the Bills-Chiefs game is also tough, but the Bucks injuries worry me. They've got three guys hurt on their offensive line. Their top two right tackles are hurt. Their center Jensen is hurt. I'm sure he'll play, but right tackle's an issue. The Rams are looking really good right now. The Rams blew out the Bucks in SoFi very early in the season. The only thing worries me is the Rams, when they play outdoors, they don't seem to play as well. They typically find ways to win. You know, another thing about the Rams is changing three time zones. He's been very good the last two seasons. Has not hurt them. This to me is a 3-point game. I like the Rams in this game, and again a tight game, a well played game. The Rams have a little bit too much firepower. Remember, no Chris Godwin, no Antonio Brown. I think that is an issue when you go up against a really good defense. The only issue I have for the Rams is, both their starting safeties didn't play this last game. One of them, they're hoping that we'll get back here for this game. Taylor Rapp, who had a concussion. That's why Eric Weddle was signed out of retirement.
Okay, before we let you go, Adam, Bruce Feldman of The Athletic reported that he's hearing that Jim Harbaugh would take the job in Las Vegas if offered. Do you think Harbaugh ends up coaching the Raiders?
Well, I'll tell you this. That's been out there for a couple of years that because he had a good relationship with the late Al Davis. I think that was his first job was with the Raiders. His first pro job was with the Raiders. Yeah, that I believe that's true. Based on what I've heard for a couple of years. I kind of know what his personnel staff would look like if he comes back. He felt that he was shortchanged by the 49ers. You know, he had the fallout with GM Trent Baalke, who's now the GM of the Jaguars. So I think that's got legs. I do, because you hear this every year about Harbaugh coming back, and he doesn't do it. Some people think it's a leverage play. I don't believe that. I think that would be the job. I would agree with Bruce there. I think that's definitely true.
Any other updates on Chiefs candidates? Ryan Poles, I think a second interview with the Giants, yep. And so he's a finalist there. I heard him linked with Minnesota. He's interviewed for all the GM openings. And so Ryan Poles, and then again, hearing some buzz at least, with Eric Bieniemy in Minnesota as well. Any updates there as far as those two candidates?
No, you got the Giants is right. Ryan Poles did very well, as I understand. The guy's going to be a GM someday, whether it's this year or another one. Also, I would include Mike Kafka.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep an eye on Mike Kafka as an offensive coordinator candidate. There's so many openings. There are eight technically for head coach openings, and would not surprise me. And then, oh, by the way, there's some teams that have already fired their offensive coordinators that have openings. So I would believe Mike Kafka might get some attention there. He should have been in Detroit. Dan Campbell made a bad mistake in hiring Anthony Lynn. yeah, that was, you know, these teams have to look at the way the Chiefs run offense because Andy does such an incredible job. Mike Kafka is amazing as a pass game designer. And EB, I hope Eric Bieniemy gets a shot here, but we talk about this every year here on the show, and it doesn't seem to happen.
Adam, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. I hope you're dead wrong about the Chiefs and Bills, but I love you.
I hear you, and then you can haze me next week.
That's right. I'll do it, too. Thank you, Adam. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week. That's Adam Kaplan, always happy, even when he picks against the Chiefs. I'm still happy to hear from Adam Kaplan. He balances me out, so... And again, if you missed what we said at the beginning of the segment, there are multiple reports out there now, and the first one that I saw was from KCTV5 about Chiefs linebacker Willie Gay being arrested last night. And again, I'll just read you the story from KCTV5's website. Kansas City Chiefs linebacker Willie Gay was arrested Wednesday night in Overland Park in a misdemeanor criminal damage case, according to the Johnson County Sheriff's Office. The 23-year-old was arrested around 10:30 p.m. and booked into the Johnson County Detention Center, where he remained Thursday morning awaiting bond. No other information has been released yet from the Overland Park Police Department or the Johnson County Sheriff's Office. Quickly, your thoughts, Nate Buchady and Jake Gutierrez.
Certainly not the kind of news you want to receive the week of a playoff game. I guess we will have to wait and see what the details are of this situation and what the fallout is, if any, for Willie Gay and the Chiefs. You know, Adam, just to talk straight from a football standpoint, you know, Adam pointed out that he only played 40 or so percent of the snaps recently for the Chiefs, but I would also say that, you know, when we talked with Bill Moss on Monday, he said that the guy that he'd like to have spying Josh Allen is Willie Gay. And, I mean, I don't think there's a positive there that this happened, so and we'll have to wait on the details before we make too many judgments, but certainly not the kind of news you want to see this morning.
Jake, any comments?
No, I mean, you don't want those kind of distractions right before probably the biggest game here in the playoffs. I mean, this is it, and that's... But look, it's a misdemeanor, and I don't want to diminish whatever happened, but it, you know, I guess it could be worse. I don't know.
Well, sure, it could be worse, but we have no idea what happened, and right. So we'll just report the facts and see what happens next. We will be back after this with Gary Lezak on WHB.